This is Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to start in on our last chapter of the book of Isaiah, which is chapter 66. We're almost completely done with this chapter, and let's spend a little bit of time on it. It's the 66th chapter of Isaiah, and it speaks of, "Thus says the Lord," starts out, "Thus saith the Lord." You know that whenever God begins a sentence with "Thus saith the Lord God," it's time to open your heart and listen. Did you know that? Don't ever shut your heart away. When God opens his mouth and says, "Thus saith the Lord," listen. Always listen. Because that is right straight from the heart of God. And these are the words that we should be listening to, and not the words of man. Now, the first verse in the "Heaven is mine, my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me?" There is some truth there. Speaking, even the beautiful temple in Jerusalem was woefully inadequate for a God who is present everywhere. He is everywhere. You can't house God in a building. And this is Old Testament, folks. This is not New Testament, this is Old Testament. God cannot be confined to any human structure. And anytime you go into a church, don't think that, well, since we're in church, we're in God's house. And, you know, it's not any great difference between a church house and just outside, under the sun. Why? Because God is everywhere. He can hear you. Don't ever think that God is not going to hear you. Or don't think it's any great thing that you're going into a church building to speak to God. Well, maybe you just have that, you know, habit or something. I don't know. God can't be confined to a human structure. In 2 Chronicles 6 and verse 8, Acts 7, 49 to 50. This chapter is fitting for a climax to the book. God will lift up the humble. He is going to judge all people, destroy the wicked, bring all believers together, and establish this new heavens and new earth. And encourage us to get ready for the new heavens and the new earth. "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where then is a house you could build for me?" Or what kind of sacrifice are you going to impress God with? I'd like to know that. What kind of sacrifice are you going to impress God? Are you going to get an animal and slit its throat? A goat? Or a fatted calf? Or a red heifer? Are you really going to impress God by the blood of a goat? Or a calf? Or a dove? You know, God said, I'm not particularly crazy about sacrifice. God is not impressed with sacrifices. This was a foreshadowing of Jesus Christ, of course. But it would only cover sin for a certain amount of time. It wasn't something that was going to have any permanent effect on anything. And where is the place that I may rest. You think God is going to rest in the, he's going to take a nap in a church? Well, God is resting there. God never rests. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He says, how can I rest in a house, a structure, a human-made structure made by a carpenter or great man that knows how to build? He might be an architect or something. And they may be a beautiful, beautiful building. But is there anywhere God is saying here, is there a place that I'm going to rest? Seriously. For my hand made all these things. My hand made these things. My hands made them. Why would I want to rest in a structure made with hands? Remember that. God lives in you. He lives in you and me. He lives in man. He lives in us. And this is where God dwells. My hand made all these things. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. How do you expect all of this stuff that came into being? The world, the trees, the animals, all of the solar system and all of the science and everything behind it. How do you think this came into being? Thus all things came into being, declares the Lord, through my word, through the word of Jesus Christ. That's how everything came into being. Why would God want to live in a house or a building made with hands? Does not make any sense, does it? When he created it all, he created the heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon, the everything you can see. He breathed it into creation. All these things came into being by his word. You think he's going to live in any of these gigantic structures in Paris or in UK or all of these great, there's a lot of great churches, and they're the recognition of the how they were made and how long they've stood, and some of them have went through fires and have been rebuilt and everything, and they're beautiful structures. But do you really seriously think that God, well, let's see, I'm going to stay there one night. The next night I'm going to have the angels sing here. We're set up to, we're on schedule to have my angels sing at this great cathedral in Paris, and maybe another cathedral in another part of Europe. You know, all of these old churches and all these, been there for years and years. You think that God makes some kind of a plan and to have the angels sing in these different churches? Or you think he rests in any of these churches? He doesn't. He doesn't need any of these. The God that declared it into being and made it needs no place to stay. He needs no place to live. And we can somehow think that God's in heaven and he lives in a house or, you know, that he made. But does he? I don't even think that God is living in a house. When he can declare it all, and he lives in glory, in a glory state, and in a state of spiritual state. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, we're getting down into the nitty-gritty of some of the details of God. He's not living or in some church house. He lives in you because he dwells everywhere. God is in a state of everywhere. Everywhere. He's everywhere you look. You want to find God? You can find him quite easily. Seek him and he'll seek you. Walk to him and he'll walk to you. Because he's impotent. He's almighty. Not impotent, but he's always there. And he's powerful, all powerful. He is a God that lives everywhere in the universe. His presence is everywhere. All these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and a contrite spirit. To him who is humble and a contrite spirit, who trembles at my word. He is the one that God is going to seek out. A humble man. Are you humble today? Are you ready to receive him? He will meet you today. Bow your head right now. Father, in Jesus' name, let everyone at the sound of my voice open their heart to God and receive him. Receive him now. Pray this prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask your forgiveness. I ask you to come into my heart, cleanse me, make me new. Let me be born again. I receive you as Lord and Savior and God. And I thank you, Lord, that you are everywhere. You're in me now, dwelling. And I invite you to come in and stay in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, folks, continue to have faith, because Abraham's faith was accounted to him for righteousness. If you have no righteousness, believe God. That's going to be counted to you as righteousness. You need a good dose of righteousness. I know we all do, because, you know, if the truth was known, there's no good. None good, no, not one. But if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, and you can believe God and believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, then that righteousness of Christ gets inside of you, and you're ready for heaven. You're ready for heaven. Why? Because that righteousness of believing, and believing that he is, and that he is omnipotent, omnipresent, and he's always a powerful God, able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And this is what a mighty God does. He goes the extra mile, and he can do anything far above what you think, what you can ask. Because he knows every sparrow that falls, and he counts them. That's the kind of God we have. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you'd like this study, go to our website, krciradio.com. And you can download most of these, listen to them again. But give us a call or write to us. Go to our website first, krciradio.com, and then shoot us an email. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. And Kevin at krciradio.com or krciradio at krciradio.com. Shoot us an email. We'd love to hear from you. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hanson saying, study. Show yourself approved.